agriculture, the farm show, and a look ahead at what's going on in 2020 on this weekly update with State Representative Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. I'm Chuck Nichols, Representative Causer. Welcome to this weekly report to your constituents. Happy New Year, and we've got a lot going on here in the new year. We're starting off with a lot of agriculture events, and you're the man to talk to about that. What's right around the corner here?
Well, Happy New Year to everyone, and it certainly is a busy time, and this coming week is the start of the 104th Pennsylvania Farm Show. Saturday, January 1st marks the start of the Farm Show in Harrisburg. It's the largest indoor agricultural exposition under one roof in the entire nation. It features over 12,000 competitive exhibits, more than 5,200 of which are animal competitions, and includes more than 300 commercial exhibitors. So it's a huge event, all highlighting Pennsylvania agriculture. This year, as chairman of the House Agriculture and Rural Affairs Committee, I'm looking forward to the opportunity to talk with industry leaders from across the state. The committee will be having a public meeting at the Farm Show on Wednesday, January 8th at 9 a.m. in the Farm Show complex. We'll be hearing from statewide agriculture advocacy organizations, including the Pennsylvania Farm Bureau, Penn Ag Industries, the Pennsylvania State Grange, and the Pennsylvania Association of Sustainable Agriculture. And that public meeting will be streamed live at repcauser.com. The theme of this year's Farm Show is Imagine the Opportunities, which is designed to encourage all Pennsylvanians to learn more about Pennsylvania agriculture. There's always more to learn, and it's our number one industry. We certainly are doing everything we can to support Pennsylvania agriculture. So even though it's a long ways to travel from our district, it's certainly worth the time to take the trip, and admission to the show is free, but there is a fee for parking. It's $15 per vehicle, and shuttle service is also available. So there's much more information about the Pennsylvania Farm Show available at www.farmshow.pa.gov.
And that is not all that is going on that is great news for Pennsylvania agriculture. There is some good news for farmers all across the state. I understand there's some grants, there's some programs with application periods open here. What's going on?
One of the new initiatives that the legislature passed this year was a provision which allows owners of preserved farms to qualify for a realty transfer tax exemption. So owners of Pennsylvania's more than 5,600 preserved farms are now eligible to apply for a realty transfer tax exemption through the Department of Agriculture. The exemption is available to the owners of preserved farms who transfer the farm to a qualified beginning farmer with the goal of keeping the farm in agriculture production and also supporting young new farmers. In addition, the Pennsylvania Department of Agriculture has announced that they are beginning to accept applications for the department's 2020 hemp program. The Department of Agriculture will be accepting applications from both commercial growers and processors in the Commonwealth starting January 4th. This marks the second year for Pennsylvania's commercial growing program. The 2020 application period is open from January 4th through April 1st. There is a permit fee, and that costs $150. There's more information available on Pennsylvania's hemp program at the website agriculture.pa.gov.
And the last thing we'd like to talk about, Representative, is the lightning pace at which we've been getting legislation moved here in the Commonwealth over the last year, and kind of take a look back at what all we've accomplished and take a look at what we've yet to accomplish in this legislative session. Talk to us about what happened in 2019 and what we're looking forward to in 2020.
Well, 2019 was a very busy year where we moved forward a bunch of pieces of legislation focused on our Good Jobs for PA initiative, our Government Done Right initiative, all focused on putting people to work and building our economy in the Commonwealth. We've made some real progress, but there's much more to be done in the year 2020, and we look forward to continuing to move forward with pieces of legislation that focus on job creation, economic development, health care, public safety, helping our emergency responders, helping farmers. And so I look forward to working with my colleagues in Harrisburg and moving forward very important pieces of legislation focusing on building the economy in Pennsylvania.
Representative Causer, thanks for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in for another weekly update with State Representative Martin Causer.